It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. General at your service. At ease to you, there's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup. Woolchuck and Chia follower here. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. We'll be talking about the Home Run Derby here in a few minutes as Broaddus was out there live at the Globe covering it for us. Biggest developing story of the afternoon, though, Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade from the 49ers. They could not get a deal done. Training camp starts next week. He's like, get me out of here. I think it's pretty big, you know, just maybe a couple of years too late. But, I mean, the threat that they have run after catch is just insane when you look at their four guys. And, you know, the Cowboys just, a lot of teams haven't been physical enough or good enough most days to contain them. So any way they can be weakened, I think, increases the Cowboys' chances if they can get it together, Brian. And when you headed off to the Home Run Derby last night, that's one of the things we discussed. What do you need to see in Oxnard to be convinced that maybe this team is getting it together and could take advantage of possibly a weakened 49ers team if Ayuk does indeed end up getting traded?
It's going to start with that offensive line. You know, what's going to happen at the left tackle spot? Are you going to, is that a position that's going to hold you hostage? Are you going to get the type of play through practice, through the preseason, you know, the opportunities? You don't know what I mean? To me, Tyler Guyton needs to take every rep he could take out there. He needs to be playing in these preseason games and stuff and kind of figuring these things out. So any work he can get, you know, good versus great, I think would be beneficial. But they need to figure out what's going on. You can't go into this thing, you know, going into the Cleveland game and having questions about him. You need to feel the best you can about the position and that offensive line. It's, you know, you look at the center and you look at the left tackle. And if you figure those two things out, I think then you'll feel a little bit better about the direction that you're going with your football team.
And I just don't know what to think of Guyton. I'm excited to get out there, but obviously did not have a great college career. Neither did Tyler Smith, though. And the Cowboys just have a way of identifying guys that have what it takes to either, you know, step right in and be awesome or make the transition. But, you know, I'm trying to lean on my confidence in the Cowboys front office.
That
they don't miss when they pick for a first round offensive lineman.
You should. And what would make everybody feel a lot better out there is if we're watching practice and we're watching one-on-ones or we're watching teamwork or we're watching 9-on-7. Anytime that, you know, that number 60 is out there playing left tackle and somebody's not running past him, somebody's not going inside, somebody's not driving him back, you know, into a running play. Maybe they're in a goal line situation. He gets a cutoff block. You know, all eyes on him. They cannot have him be a liability. They just can't. Because if it turns into him being a liability, as we've talked about, their best offensive linemen, in my opinion, all play inside, are the guards and the centers.
Yeah, 100%.
Their best players are all inside. And if you're going into the season, and I know they don't want to do it, but to me, I've seen what Chuma Adoga is. I'm not interested in Chuma Adoga playing if Guyton can't get it done. Let me kick Smith to left tackle and let me put somebody at guard that I know can play.
Play TJ Bass over there.
Bass.
Yep.
You know, BB. Somebody like that needs to step in there and play because my best players are all inside. But if all of a sudden, if Guyton makes me feel better about my situation with some quality practices back to back to back, then I will say, okay, now let's think about the next position. Let's think about the next group. Let's think about the one techniques. Who's going to step up in that in that arena?
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge for the defense. But I mean, Guyton's going to get some work on Micah. You know, and say what you want about
Lawrence.
Sam Williams, but I mean, Sam Williams is a guy that'll give you some fits there as well with the explosiveness as an edge rusher. So he's going to have some. He's probably going to have some long days out there at times.
Absolutely. You know, so I'm willing to deal with a learning curve. But if we see positive signs there and at center, and then you mentioned one technique,
yeah,
and you know, I threw it out there last night. Like, that's my pick for bounce back player. I think even if you just shifted him back to his playing style, being a two gapper like he was at Michigan, you're heading in the right path. Then you put him with Mike Zimmer, who's going to be attention to detail guy and a motivator guy. I just think chances of him showing up like we expected his rookie year are significantly better than the sentiment around Mozzie Smith right now, which is really down.
He needs to come out of the gates and a lot of positivity right off. I think Mozzie is a very emotional player. I think he has a lot of pride. I think there were times last year where he was affected by the criticisms that he wasn't quick enough off the ball. You could watch the tape. You could watch three guys all off the ball, his hand still on the ground. Mozzie heard that, you know, and then Mozzie tried to lose weight, thinking losing weight would be quicker. No, they need Mozzie to be a 329-pound one technique. That's what they need him, you know. So I just kind of feel like, to me, though, he has to get off to a good start. It starts with the health. It starts with his mental health. And if you could get those things lined up, then you could get a guy that's a pretty darn good football player.
Yeah, I saw RJ Ochoa tweeting out some comments from Mozzie Smith saying, like, he's getting back all the way to how he's supposed to be, putting everything back the right way, yeah, Training the right way, eating the right things, all that stuff that you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So it's like he was away from the basics last year.
Was he that slow off the ball in college?
Yeah, it's a two-gap scheme. And if you watch Chris Jenkins,
it was the same thing.
Same thing. Yep. So all of a sudden, I mean, they've had guys that get off the ball. Gary gets off the ball. Hutchinson gets off the ball. The edge rushers, their inside guys are read and react type guys. So when you're watching Chris Jenkins play this year, you're like, oh, okay, I see it. But what happened to Mozzie was, when he got stuck in between, like, oh, I need to get off the ball, and oh, I need to play read and react. What happens for young players is they revert back to ways that they had success with. They didn't need him to be a read and react guy. When the scheme called him to get up the field, he was getting hooked, reached, scooped. You know, he was
overthinking.
He was a simple target for those offensive linemen.
Yep.
So he needs to get back into playing with power, playing square, and not getting moved off the ball like he was against. You know, he's not playing against Indiana and Minnesota. You're playing against real, you know, NFL linemen that if you're a tick late off the ball, they are going to take advantage of you.
And he needs to get his confidence built back up.
He had zero confidence. That's a big thing.
He played with no confidence. None. He was overthinking everything, and it makes it very, very difficult when you are a player that had a lot of success as a read and react guy at Michigan like he did. Now you're not. I mean, you're a step late off the ball, but now you're also a step late with your reaction because you're overthinking everything.
Okay, but back to the story, Aiyuk demanding a trade. What do you think they get for him? Is that a second? And who are the favorites to land him? Is it still Washington?
Commanders, the Patriots apparently are a team that's looked at him. We know the Steelers were linked to them in the offseason as well. But, I mean, the 49ers hold all the leverage here. I mean, they do indeed have a guy in place in Ricky Pearsall who can slide in there. It's not like they have to have Brandon Aiyuk on the team. I don't think they really miss much if they were to move on from him. But they can also franchise tag him again next year if they want to. So, I mean, the 49ers held all the cards here. I think Raheem Mostert's a guy that requested a trade a couple years ago. They didn't trade him. So, I don't know that they're going to actually move him, but I would guess a second rounder is what most teams are going to offer.
Yeah, I think if you offer them a second round pick right now, I think San Francisco would take that and move on. This team has, if I'm not mistaken, they have the fourth highest payroll coming up, and then next year will be the fifth, and that's without even paying the quarterback.
Yeah. I don't think they would take a second round
pick. I think that they've turned down second round picks.
You know what? They need to move on. They've got players in place. You need to strike while the iron's hot. You do not have to pay that player, move on.
They don't
take
need
the
to
second
know.
Yeah, take the second round pick and be on.
Would you guys be bummed to see the Commanders make a play for him? I mean,
I think that's likely.
Yeah. I think anything to help the Commanders quarterback. I think we talked about what we thought the Commanders might do. Commanders, what, over and under 6.5, something like that?
Yeah, win total 6.5.
Yeah, he's probably good for one or two more wins the way he plays.
Yeah, I'm a believer in Jaden Daniels. So, I mean, them linking up together, that's where he wants to go. They're buddies from college. They played together at Arizona State. So, I wouldn't be worried about it, but it makes him a little bit better.
What do you think of these guys showing up in their cowboy hats? Look at Bryce Harper. He's got the belt, boots, and hat. He does look like a proper ranch hand. I'll give that to him.
Yeah, he looks the part. Yeah. He absolutely does.
He looks better than Harold Reynolds, so I think, I don't know what, he's throwing down the Stephen A. Smith kind of look.
I think it's a smart move to sort of ingratiate yourself to the city here a little bit and try and get some people to sort of have some level of empathy for you instead of being like, oh my gosh, it's Bryce Harper and I just want to yell obscenities at him.
But see, this is where they get us wrong, because not everybody in the city walks around with cowboy hats on.
No.
You know, maybe one out of 500.
Yeah, I mean, like my buddies when I was at LSU, they saw the show Dallas and they thought I had horses and stuff out back and I wore boots and jeans. Not everybody's walking around the city like Bryce Harper is looking right now.
You don't have a prize Resistol in your closet somewhere?
I absolutely do not.
You're not a damn Texan, brother.
I got a birth certificate that says I was born down the road.
North Dallas, probably, huh?
Whatever it takes. I'm here. But I'm not.
I said it respectfully because we do have horses.
I know.
I have boots. I have cowboy hats.
You're legitimate. And you claim Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's my lineage.
Yeah. Oklahoma. Yeah. People walking around in jeans, boots, cowboy hats. We don't walk around that way all the time here. I think they're kind of making a mockery of us now, to be honest with you.
Oh, I think he's trying to pay some level of homage. I don't think
I don't think so there.
Do you own a cowboy hat?
Oh. I do.
Do you?
I do have a cowboy hat.
Wear it tomorrow, please, to work.
I want to wear the cowboy hat.
I want to see you dress up with your cowboy hat.
What kind
shirt.
Is it, too? Yeah. That'll let me know.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell you what kind it is. I got that thing when I was like 10 years old from my grandfather.
Oh, is this like still a Toy fits. Story hat?
Might be. I don't know if it still fits me.
Oh.
Who's this guy now? Now we're going bolo tie.
Yeah, here we go.
With the hat.
Yeah, we're going to the Cattle Baron's Ball here.
The bolo tie is also like they have been repping the bolo tie.
I mean, do you feel like if this was all happening in, let's say, like Sundance Square instead of Arlington, would you have a different perspective on this?
I just say that we do not walk around the city with cowboy hats on all the time.
I mean, it's on our logos.
It's on our logos, but I tell you what, I think that
home
we're
the Cowboys.
I think these dudes are playing it up way too much.
Brian, they're kind of in costume here.
Yeah, I think they're like
it's a little costumey for sure.
Little, we're gonna wear it.
Little,
that's how it started.
Little.
That's what it is, little. Right?
Yeah,
it's cosplay
dudes,
in the first place.
These
Cowboy.
Dudes, these dudes walked into a local place and said they saw a poster of George Strait and say, "Hey, I need to look like this dude." That's what they done here.
If you're trying to pull, man, that's a good guy to model your game.
They're
after.
Not wearing these outfits any other time than on this red carpet thing. Promise. Yeah. Promise.
No, they got it. It's going to hang up in their closet hey, honey, bring out that cowboy outfit. I had an all-star that
Let's
year.
Let's cosplay tonight, honey.
October 31st, we got to go to a Halloween party. Honey, where's that outfit
Bust
I wore
the damn
all-star
chaps
weekend?
Out, baby.
Alonzo better not retire that bolo tie. That thing looks damn good.
Yeah. In the middle of summer, these dudes are all wearing black hats. Tell me about that.
They're definitely all schwitzing.
They are cowboying it up right now.
I'd have been going with the light color.
Lucius
Lee
will tell you that, right? Lucius, you ain't wearing a black hat in this weather.
No, that's wild right there, man. That's for the nighttime.
Thank you very much. Thank you, folks.
I seen somebody with a damn duster on. I know they're hot as hell.
Yeah. Some dude was wearing shorts and a jacket. He's like in the Indies.
Definitely doesn't feel like a jacket on
Bermuda.
Situation.
No, Pedro Martinez is doing it right. He's got a short sleeve button down
Andy
on
Reed
the
style.
White pants. Yeah, it looks like he's on Miami Beach. That's the way. Go ahead and just breathe comfortably right now.
Do they do this for any other cities though? Maybe Miami. You know, if you wanted to do
but
that.
But does any other city have that look?
L.A.
That, like, you
had, they had the thing
with
in
Texas?
L.A. 2 years ago, right? Everybody kind of dolled it up for that.
But
kinda, you go a little bit
more
Hollywood
jewelry,
or whatever.
More color, more this, that,
But like last year in Seattle, what were they really doing to, I don't know. I don't know if there was
rain jacket.
Some level
How about
of
that?
Theme.
Yeah, rain jacket.
Like, that's the thing. I don't know what other city has something that says synonymous as the cowboy hat and boots are to the state of Texas.
If you get to Minnesota, maybe if you're in Minneapolis, you could dress up like you're a Viking or something like that.
Yeah. We could wear some Viking
hats.
That'd
be kind of badass. Yeah.
Go yeah. skull.
Like you can wear like fur,
the
animal
Nordics.
Fur.
Yeah.
Go for that.
So do I got this right? National Anthem gal was just blotto hammered.
Drunk.
She was drunk. She's going to rehab.
She says she's not BSing anybody. She doesn't want to BS us. She was hammered.
I was standing there. I think she forgot some of the words. She mixed some of the words together.
I thought it was Courtney Love there or some. I was like, I'm not familiar with this.
I had no idea who
musician,
she was.
Yeah. So maybe this is like her style and somebody is enjoying it. But
does she have a responsibility, though? I ask you guys this. Does she have a responsibility if
to drink responsibly?
No, not really. Because
if you're that hammered, you don't know.
Well, I mean, like, I'm just asking you, though, if she's getting ready to walk out there and she looks at somebody, the guy or the gal who's running the thing and says, I'm drunk.
Yeah, but she just looks like the least confident drunk person you've ever seen performing. Like, usually if you're super hammered, like you're a showman to some extent. And the confidence is exuding off of you, even if you sound awful.
Yeah.
You think you are the man right now. And she looked like she was, I mean, it was bashful.
And an edible? Maybe it was an edible?
A bit of a crossfade situation?
I don't know.
Nah, she said she
You don't
drunk.
Go to rehab for edibles,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she ain't going to edibles. Yeah.
I don't know what that was, but
it was hilarious.
I couldn't get through it.
I really thought it was a bit. I mean, I listened to it a couple times.
I haven't heard it yet.
She's responsible.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it. I know you got it on the lineup. I can't wait to hear it live.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it at all. I've been avoiding it.
I'm excited.
It was hard to listen to live being there. It's still not
as bad as that one sober guy from the horse races.
Really?
I think
the Rockets were there. The Rockets were there.
There for sure.
Well, we'll hear from Tiger Woods putting Colin Montgomery in a body bag. Yeah, maybe in the G bag of the day here.
For
coming
sure.
Up at 2:30. Coming up next, which vets have the most to prove at camp starting next week in the G bag of the day? It's the G bag nation here on the Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Woolchuck, which vets have the most to prove at camp starting next week?
Yeah, this is courtesy of CBS Sports, and certainly... Man, there is a cowboy whose name is on here, and it is a quarterback.
Cooper Rush.
It's not Dak.
Cooper Rush.
It's Trey Lance.
Oh.
Former 49ers prospect doesn't have much to prove to Dallas other than, well, he's worth their previous fourth-round trade investment, and can he even play over Cooper Rush as the team's number two overall backup quarterback? So... Like, for Trey Lance, I think that your career's kind of hanging at the balance here. I do agree. I think that, to me, like, that's the one guy outside of the offensive line and the defensive line. I think the trench play is what matters the most here. But in terms of just skill player, yeah, I am very curious to see how is Trey Lance developed over the course of the last year. And how does he look in terms of in the preseason?
Bobby and I did Love of the Star. Bobby thinks he's the second quarterback no matter what.
I would think that you gave up a four for him. I would think that that's
plus
probably
you're
accurate.
Paying him a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. I think absolutely Trey Lance should be your number two. And if he's not, then the dude's just not any good.
Yeah, he will be your number two because they don't have to. They would have to acknowledge a nightmare decision if they make him the third quarterback, and there's a good chance that as the backup quarterback, you still don't even see any actual time.
Oh, they've missed on fourth round picks before.
Oh, they sure have. Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is nothing new.
Yeah. But this one uniquely feels like a Jerry.
They will. They'll fight to keep
Matt
these guys as long as they can. Well, let's go.
Josh Ball.
Josh Ball still on the roster.
No, I would say that they. I would say their chances of not being on the roster are more than what's going on with Trey Lance. If you want to go that route,
yeah. But they're now going into year four. Like, let's be real.
Cats have not played a damn down,
and they're still here. Yeah. Josh Ball, we've known for two years, can't play, and they didn't want to quit on him because they value those picks.
Yeah, well, they blow a lot of these picks though, too.
And I don't disagree with that. Yeah. But for whatever reason, they'll keep those guys around because they drafted them.
All the Nashawn Wrights and guys like that.
Yeah.
That needs to change then.
I agree.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Those all feel like group effort. We're all to blame for drafting this wrong player. For my vantage point of the Trey Lance trade is like Jerry just deciding for himself, this is what I want to do.
How do you trade for a player and not tell anybody what you're doing?
It's bizarre.
Okay.
You have to be the only guy in America who's the owner and general manager.
I'm calling Cap.
I'm
calling Cap. I'm calling Cap on Jerry Jones here, because I don't know how you just pick up the phone and decide to call John Lynch and say, I'm going to give you a fourth round pick for this guy.
You wouldn't put that past Jerry to do.
I'm just saying though.
It doesn't make sense, but like for Jerry, it actually does. And when you consider the ramifications as well, like it doesn't feel like this is something that was well thought through. So you trade a fourth round pick for Trey Lance. Maybe he's the guy who's young and has some type of an upward trajectory here to think this guy might have some upside. Dak situation's coming up. This will be the perfect. Oh wait. Their contracts are aligned, bro. They're both expiring at the exact same time. So now you have a quarterback here in Trey Lance that you're not even going to really get to see do anything unless you're putting so much stock into training camp and so much stock into preseason. And I guess if it's really amazing or really awful, then you might have your decision. But for the most part, you're not getting any real read in actual games on what Trey Lance is going to be, barring a Dak Prescott injury.
I think the thing here is Trey Lance will be on the team because of the trade, because of the commitment they made to him in the offseason. Mm-hmm. So they're going to carry three quarterbacks because the coaching staff is going to be like, guys, I don't care what you did with the front office. If you want to try to make the playoffs or give us the best chance of winning games when and if Dak is out, that's not our guy. Our guy's Cooper Rush.
Sure.
It's clear. We haven't heard a single good report. He didn't get in the games last year. Like all of this, the evidence but is that the guy can't play.
They do know more than us because they had practice with him a whole entire year.
They absolutely
They've seen him practice. We haven't.
Well, they better have seen enough to know whether or not they want to give him another contract at the end of this season if Dak's not their guy. And now they got to go, based on a couple of practices here, we're going to now give this guy however many dollars to be our quarterback
No question.
But that's exactly why
hilarious.
They're going to have him play in training camp and in preseason, and they're going to have to make that assessment.
Yeah.
You have to see in real game action.
But doesn't that feel like an assessment or like a trade that goes down that wasn't really thought through with a bunch of smart people in a room going, hey, let's consider the fact that we're probably not going to even watch Trey Lance play at all.
I can't believe that Jerry did this alone. I can't believe that. I'm not believing that one. I'm sorry.
Well, the 49ers definitely fleeced him. I mean, when you look back at all the other quarterbacks that got traded, nobody got traded for more than a sixth rounder. So I'm sure when they called and were like, yeah, we'll give you a four. The 49ers are like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, Jerry's also given two ones before, so I should circle back on that.
And a couple of different times. He also did the one and the three to go get Roy Williams. Deshaun Watson is another player on here. I don't know really training camp if anything matters for Deshaun Watson. For me, I think this is all what happens in the regular season because he has been a shell of himself since he showed up to Cleveland. Miles Sanders is a name to watch in Carolina. They obviously have Jonathan Brooks, whom they drafted. They've got Chuba Hubbard there as well. Miles Sanders could be one of those running backs that becomes available as a
I've fallen every one of these teams that has extra running backs. Miami, Carolina, Washington, whoever you want to follow that's got running backs, I'm following.
Yeah, that's definitely one to look at. Quentin Johnston, TCU zone with the Chargers.
These TCU receivers have been awful.
Oh, my gosh. And the drops were such a problem for him last year. And, we liked him. He looked good. The tape was good with Quentin Johnston. He was really good in college.
Kellen Moore was square peg round holing him.
Yeah, he kept him as the X and solely that. Like, he just kept him at one spot. Yeah, they need to move him around a little bit. Treylon Burks is another name that I brought up a couple weeks ago, former first rounder at Arkansas. That's a crowded receiver room. Hopkins, Ridley, Boyd. Now you got Burks in there. How does he play in camp? Does he end up being a guy that gets released? But maybe the most important one, Wanya Thomas, who's going to be the left tackle for the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs.
Juwan Thomas?
Wanya Morris.
You said Juwan Thomas.
You made him Wanya Thomas, the safety of the Cowboys.
I'm sorry.
Their right tackle, but Wanya Morris is going to be the left tackle who's going to start this year, former Oklahoma Sooner. So they got two Sooners on the offense, like Creed Humphrey, their center, now Wanya Morris, who they're going to put over there. We'll see how he looks at left tackle for the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs.
Thank you, Woolchuck. Okay, it's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
When you hear the name Wanye, do you think boys to men? Anybody think boys to men? Every time you say Wanye, I think boys to men.
Is that one of the guys?
That's one of the guys. And he liked to move his neck around.
Oh, did he? Philadelphia guys, I believe.
Very much so.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here what we got for you boys. Our leader, our winner right here. day three right here for you, my guy. If you win, Eric Chiafalo says check them ankles when making long-term decisions. Also say check her car and her ceiling fan. She's got a whole lot of dust on it.
Yeah.
I think the key is you always got to look. Like, you could just tell by the ankles. Big guy, smaller ankles, we're good here. It actually goes even with the ladies as well. Like, you're a bigger body, but then you get to down to the ankles. You know, you can start projecting out. Just look at her ankles, and we'll tell you what she's going to look like in 15 years. That's just a fact of the matter. If you want to know how big this, if a big guy can move, just look at his ankles, man. You look at his ankles. So, I got a big guy, thin ankles. This is a guy that's probably got some athleticism. So if he's got cankle type ankles, this is a guy who's probably heavy footed.
So what you're telling me is you look for the same traits in elite offensive linemen that you look in elite offensive linemen that you look for in women that you would like to get with.
When you're projecting out, not get with. This is the settle down type. I want to know what we're looking at in 15 years.
You don't know, they say look at the mom, too, with the women?
Look at the mom, for sure. But specifically, look at the mom's ankles.
Look at those cankles.
Yeah. She might be beautiful, but you got to check that refrigerator, too.
My gosh.
She might never take anything out of that thing.
Credit score, too.
Credit score, yeah. I've seen some refrigerators with little gnats in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Those fruit fly things?
Yeah.
Beautiful, no, man.
Oh, those are so annoying.
Expiration dates from like a decade ago.
Yeah, that type of vibe. Yeah, talking about taking me out to dinner. Girl, I'm going to take you to Target. Use some bleach. Some damn gloves.
Clorox.
Yeah. Some sponges. All right, let's see here. This is what you wanted. Gavin Dawson. Big Tiger Woods.
Here we go.
Doing some growling. Big Tiger is growling. Should he retire? No! Going to the British Open, bruh. Shut your mouth.
Tiger, just to almost follow up on that, you've given so much to this game, you've given so much to this championship, but you know, there was comments, you know, last week from Colin Montgomery who said, why is he here? He should retire.
Why is he here?
There's no point to this. Do you feel that's a bit hurtful and you've earned the right to you make the decision when you decide?
Well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Colin's not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do.
That's what I mean. You've earned that. You've deserved that.
So when I get to be at his age, I can still make that decision. Well, he doesn't.
He made that very, very clear.
Yes.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong
not
at all.
Not wrong at all.
No. Big Tiger, bro. Yeah. Big Tiger roaring on him.
Still got it.
That's how he sounds, but he is roaring. As you know, he sounds like this when he says it. Yeah. Gunnar Henderson, pretty good at impersonations.
He is good.
Does a little Scooby-Doo right here.
Hey, Gunnar, real quick, give me that Scooby-Doo impression.
Scooby-Doo impression?
Yeah,
all right. Roll, Raggy.
Perfect. Game's over.
That was great.
How about that, dude? Just piano bar style.
With a Scooby
like, hey, Gunnar, get over here and do that cool thing.
Show your auntie that little dance you be doing.
Make me a bicycle clown.
That bad was
Raggy.
Oh, it's the laugh.
The laugh is spot on.
Hey, let's pair that with Broadus's Shaggy.
I'm sorry, Scoob. That's Scooby. Zoinks! It's the man from the carnival. I'd been in the way. I'd have done this if you kids wouldn't have meddled so much.
Scoob.
Scoob, what are we doing? Brady and Daphne have lost their damn minds.
It was always some old rich man who just wanted to keep his money.
Yeah.
You kids were meddling again.
He owned an old theme park.
He did. Oh, man. It's Carnival Bob.
Trying to feed myself, damn kids.
Always pulled off the mask. Yep. There's always something going on.
Shah Sharif is back.
Oh, yeah. Let's get my hand.
Ba-dum-bum. Be here all week, folks. Goodness. Make sure you tip your bartenders and try to fish. Let's see. Yeah, Big Sean is back in the building. The whole family's back together. Let's go to the RJ and Choppy show and see how that's working out.
Sorry, go ahead. Did you have more? Your mic's off. You think, what's wrong with you today?
This
you come in late. You don't have your equipment.
I was not late.
You don't have an earpiece.
I was not late.
You're stuttering and stammering. You don't have your mic on.
I was not
Wake
late.
Up.
I was not
Stanley,
late. And
Stanley.
Yeah, like, I mean, stuttering and stammering just means we're twins now, Sean. That's all that is. So, continue.
He went in on that while you were out. He kept talking about how I guess an insecurity or whatever. And I'm like, I don't even notice
it. He was talking about me stuttering?
Yeah, I don't even notice
it. No, I did not. If you could ever have your name first or second in the show and talk as much as I do, you're probably stutter more.
Son.
Yeah.
There's a promo right there, baby. Let's go. Thank you.
There's a promo for the day. So Tim doesn't have to bust Bobby's ball. That's the last time I take up for your ass, too. Mm. When you want to say something in the meeting, you're too scared to do it. That's the last time I put my neck out there on the line for you.
Oh. I stutter.
Wow. That got spicy, dude.
And that got juicy.
That was strong.
Thank God for Peyton.
Hell of a back and forth.
That vacation energy right there, bro. Coming back I'm ready to fight. What's good?
Bring it.
I got my cardio, bro. Let's go. Let's do this.
That's a family vacation with two small children. That's what that is.
Yeah. He needs a vacation
that's
from that
not
vacation.
A vacation.
He's taking it out on his people. Last one. Let me get one out the way. Hey.
Oh.
She never been this far. She's never been this far. Let's go to Derek Jeter doing a little fact checking of Colin Cowherd in real time.
The Paul Skeen Pirates, dominant guy, overpowering. You faced, obviously, you were in the Nolan Ryan era.
Not even an inning. Slow down. No, I was way after Nolan.
Okay.
Way after Nolan.
Okay.
No. I just wanted that so I can use that drop.
I know that feeling.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it's like a 2-year difference.
Really?
Was it like way?
But like 93, 95?
Yeah, 93, 95, the end of Nolan to the start of Jeter, but that is still pretty dang funny.
Yeah, especially because Colin has idolized Jeter, I think, second only to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
The last
He's like, not even
years.
An inning? Crap.
Come on, please.
It's like Broad is talking to Wyatt Langford about
That's
his balance with Skeens.
Yeah. Battling Paul Skeens.
I'll never play Skeens.
Yeah, dumbass. I never faced him.
No.
I worked with Colin. I don't think there's anybody that's gone as far as him without knowing Jack Squire about sports. It is a pretty
He's like,
a
you're
talent,
actually pretty
bro.
Impressed.
Yeah. He just like spins takes and uses his producer and interviews people, but he slips up like that quite often.
Oh, a lot. Yeah. I mean, there is like a thread of just all of his mess ups. I mean, it is bad for Cowherd.
Is it our 2-time champ, Eric Chiafalo, looking for 3 right here? Look at the ankles. Tiger Woods barking back at Monty. Oh, Chief has his work cut out for him. Mm-hmm. Gunnar Henderson, Scooby-Doo. Sean is back. And he and Bobby Belt went a couple of rounds there.
Damn.
Colin Cowherd checked by Jeets. I don't know who to vote for, Eric. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with the RJ and Choppy show.
Ready? Lucius?
Oh, Lucy. shoot, man. Me too.
Two?
That's weed. I
do like the cankle talk. There was a really good back and forth.
I like cankle talk.
But give me the national anthem at the All-Star game.
His favorite genre. No.
Write and vote, baby.
Okay. Write and vote?
I was going to play for G back in the day, but then I seen it guys in your bank, and I was like, well, I'm going to leave it alone.
You banked it?
I didn't know Walchuk banked it.
Fire
like
it off if you want to hear it.
No, hold on. Let me get to it because I haven't heard it at all.
I really want to get your reaction. I didn't know you hadn't heard this.
No, I did that on purpose.
Damn.
Let's see. Where is it at? B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-
really, it is.
Oof. Oh, say can you see?
Yeah.
By the dawn's early light.
We're in trouble here.
What so proudly we hailed by the twilight.
Here we go. That's why I lost it.
This is at least 0.15.
Yeah.
Who she should have just puked.
I've done that about 1,000 times.
All right, can you see your alphabet, please, man?
It's on her agent, though.
Yeah.
Her agent should have known.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Or the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming. And the
that's when a gal is so hammered, she's trying to get you to take her home, but you're just disgusting. Please leave me alone.
She's puked all over me.
You're kind of cute. Call me in the morning.
You're better than this. That our flag was still there.
This is your vote, Woolchuck. This is your vote.
Lucia,
should you vote for Sean and Bobby?
What a train wreck, man.
Just a little pitchy. I think we can work with it.
Broadus, get us out of here. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Chief.
I vote for Sean and Bobby.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
To what?
What'd you think, huh?
Yeah, she thought she was Marilyn Monroe out there.
She did.
Happy birthday to you.
Did I kill it or what?
Man, the walk-off was bad. Now give me the damn cankles.
Oh, this bud's for you.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't heard anybody get booed that bad since Jose Altuve played at the Globe. The Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Brian, it's coming up next. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, I got some more Cowboy questions for my guys. We'll do those next.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Woolchuck's going to deliver the NFL news of the day. The Corner right here with Krusty, Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you, General. Thank you very much to Reliant as well for being on board with us. I'll get right into this one. Woolchuck, these are Cowboy questions for you. I just need your answers.
Got you,
Wood. You guys have been doing a great job. I'm trying to carry this thing all the way up into camp, try and get as many questions as I can answered before we get there, and then we can talk about it when we actually watch practice. Woolchuck, Hunter Lipke will cost somebody a roster spot.
I think that's true. I think he absolutely will end up costing somebody a roster spot. I think Mike McCarthy loves him. I think that he does have some wiggle. He can run the football. It was really unfortunate what happened in the Miami game. I think that soured a lot of fans, but I think he can give you a little bit. I think the blocking improved as the course of the season went on. He's a capable pass catcher out of the backfield. I think he can contribute in special teams. He's going to be a tough guy to leave off your roster. I think he can do a lot of different things for you.
Chief, is he going to cost somebody a roster spot?
I mean, does the Zeke presence change? Like, is that a similar type of role? Like
your ball.
Yeah, I do wonder about that. I get Woolchuck where Lipke is. I do think he's got the McCarthy sponsor, which is going to be huge for him. But also, what type of special teams presence does he really, really bring, especially with the new look special team stuff? So I think there's questions. I don't think he's a shoe-in by any stretch, but I would lean he ends up making the roster.
I think it's Zeke's job. I think none of these guys has anything. I think the reason we're so go young at running back is because now, in order to be a runner that can make something happen without a perfect hole, you got to be young, strong, fast, with great vision, you know? And there's quite a few guys age 21 to 26 in the league that can do that right now. The Cowboys managed to have none of them on their roster.
I kind of feel like that Hunter Lipke is going to force, if they carry three running backs and then him being the fourth, that maybe the group, the tight end group, maybe the wide receiver group, maybe you only carry one less offensive lineman. I think that he's a guy that his spot on this team is going to come at a price for another position. And so when you start thinking about, oh, we're going to keep four or we're going to keep four tight ends, maybe not. Oh, we're going to think about keeping seven wide receivers. All of a sudden, you look up and, wow, this David Durden at wide receiver, he's having a all Oxnard type of camp. He can't be the guy we cut. Ah, no, can't do, you know, no. No,
he is.
Yeah. He's good. Yeah,
it is redundant though with Zeke's skill set, and I think they're going to say we need at least some guy with some speed.
Yeah, yeah. I do think that. I think Hunter Lipke makes his team, but I do think it comes at a price at somebody else's spot. All right, Chief, say goodbye to Peyton Hendershot.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're saying goodbye to Peyton Hendershot unless he has a complete like revitalizing type of camp, but he's. He's dropped too many balls, and he's been banged up as well. Scooney and Fergie are there, and then they liked a couple of the guys from last year that are coming off the injury.
Sure.
And then who did they? Was it an undrafted tight end who's a super
Brevin
beast blocker?
Spanford, yeah.
Yeah, Spanford. So I think absolutely the writing's on the wall. Goodbye, Hendershot, and your Hoochie Daddy practice shorts.
Man, awesome. I think he's got something. You know, I think he's a playmaker. I think he plays with intensity, not quite as much physicality as a Jake Ferguson, but I think he's just a baller, you know, and you want guys that can make plays. He's a guy that can do that. And if he can limit the drops in camp, then I like his chances.
Cool. He's gone. Adios, amigo. John Stevens is going to take his spot. He would have done it last year had he not gotten hurt. So, yeah, so he might be like tight end 5 or 6 on the roster for me.
Let me say this, though. I'm getting to the point where I can't fight for Luke Schoonmaker anymore. I'm getting to the point where if Luke Schoonmaker is standing next to me while I'm doing 2 live mics, I'm not fighting for you anymore. You know,
they IR him?
Yeah, probably so, or practice squad or whatever they have to do, try and get him through. But
I couldn't see them moving on from a second in year 2.
You know what?
They won't.
I know we'll argue about this. We'll argue about this, and they need to find a way to, if a guy can't play, a guy can't play.
I hear that.
And you move on. You know?
And I agree with that. They just have not had a track record of doing so. Look at Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah. Well, if Luke Schoonmaker is on here and he hasn't done what he needs to do, then shame on them for that. But Dawson, I like what you did there with Peyton Hendershot, because I do think there's a lot of people out there that think he's hit the road, Jack.
Well, we thought we had the Fergershot situation cooked up, and it was like, wow, we kind of have these two young tight ends that can do some versatile things catching the football here, but he's just faded. So if he can rekindle some of the stuff from like 2 years ago, then I like what he brought to the table at times, but everything has just been downhill for him since then.
Yeah. Dawson.
Sir.
This Eric Kendrick signing is going to be a huge get for the Cowboys. That linebacker room, prove it a little bit there.
I'll say yes in Mike Zimmer's scheme. You know, I think understanding what he's asking you to do, I think he can be a great leader. I think he's going to help diagnose, be right place, right time. And that's desperately needed in this linebacker room. I hope by the end of the year, some of these young guys have come around, because there's no doubt Kendricks just isn't the same athlete as he was. So, you know, I'll say overall, yes.
How about you there, Wooly?
I think I'd probably agree. I'd probably say overall, yes. I'm with Gavin on that one.
I mean, huge feels like a bit of an overstatement. I mean, you know, but solid.
Okay, I'm talking about like what Cooks,
yes, like
and
the
Gilmore
linebacker
and those guys did.
The linebacker room was such a bad need. You were playing safeties at linebacker. I think he's a veteran that knows the defense. He's going to have the green dot. Like, he is going to make an impact for you. He's an upgrade over what you had last year.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where I'm at. Huge is probably an overstatement, but I think all the intangibles, knowing Zimmer's defense, how many young linebackers you have in this room that need a little bit of guidance here, but I think it's probably a little bit more intangible than tangible.
See, I kind of feel like that he is going to be a huge sign. I think it's going to be – I know they traded for Cooks, and I know they traded for
– Gilmore.
Gilmore. I think when they look back on this one, this is going to be one of those ones where you're going to take the pro department out for a steak dinner on this one.
I hope so.
I think he is going to make a big, big difference in how they're playing. You know, his ability to tackle, he'll help you in the running game. This linebacker crew might actually be pretty good at covering people.
That's big.
And we haven't seen that in a while. We've always seen, it always seems that something always happens where you've had linebackers that haven't had the ability to play any coverage, I think with Leah Fowle, with Kendricks, hell, I mean, even with stuff, I don't know if you really want to cover Overshown, but he does have that ability because of a former safety in the way he played or the, where he came from, that maybe this crew might be. I'm just grateful, and nothing against Marquise Bell and Wilson and those guys that had to play all those linebacker positions last year. I'm going into thinking this room really, really, really improved last year. And I think a lot of it has to do with Kendricks, you know, and I'm waiting to see about the Leah Fowle pick, because I think it's going to be a good one. That one I could prove, because I wanted a running back at his spot. I wanted a running back bad, and they didn't get one. But I'm willing to see how this thing is going to play out.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant every afternoon, about 2:45 here on your home of the Cowboys. We'll be in Oxnard next Wednesday. Okay, Woolchuck, what are we doing next?
Which NFC team won't make it back to the playoffs? Unruly flight attendants and off-ball linebackers. That's next.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Woolchuck's going to deliver the NFL news of the day. The Corner right here with Krusty, Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you, General. Thank you very much to Reliant as well for being on board with us. I'll get right into this one. Woolchuck, these are Cowboy questions for you. I just need your answers.
Got you.
Wood. You guys are doing a great job. I'm trying to carry this thing all the way up into camp, try and get as many questions as I can answered before we get there, and then we can talk about it when we actually watch practice. Woolchuck, Hunter Lipke will cost somebody a roster spot.
I think that's true. I think he absolutely will end up costing somebody a roster spot. I think Mike McCarthy loves him. I think that he does have some wiggle. He can run the football. It was really unfortunate what happened in the Miami game. I think that soured a lot of fans, but I think he can give you a little bit. I think the blocking improved as the course of the season went on. He's a capable pass catcher out of the backfield. I think he can contribute in special teams. He's going to be a tough guy to leave off your roster. I think he can do a lot of different things for you.
Chief, is he going to cost somebody a roster spot?
I mean, does the Zeke presence change? Like, is that a similar type of role? Like
your ball.
Yeah, I do wonder about that. I get Woolchuck where Lipke is. I do think he's got the McCarthy sponsor, which is going to be huge for him. But also, what type of special teams presence does he really, really bring, especially with the new-look special team stuff? So I think there's questions. I don't think he's a shoe-in by any stretch, but I would lean he ends up making the roster.
I think it's Zeke's job. I think none of these guys has anything. I think the reason we're so, go young at running back is because now, in order to be a runner that can make something happen without a perfect hole, you got to be young, strong, fast, with great vision, you know? And there's quite a few guys age 21 to 26 in the league that can do that right now. The Cowboys managed to have none of them on their roster.
I kind of feel like that Hunter Lipke is going to force, if they carry three running backs and then him being the fourth, that maybe the group, the tight end group, maybe the wide receiver group, maybe you only carry one less offensive lineman. I think that he's a guy that his spot on this team is going to come at a price for another position. And so when you start thinking about, oh, we're going to keep four tight ends, maybe not. Oh, we're going to think about keeping seven wide receivers. All of a sudden, you look up and, wow, this David Durden at wide receiver, he's having a all Oxnard type of camp. He can't be the guy we cut. Ah, no, can't do, you know, no, no.
He is.
Yeah. He's good. Yeah.
It is redundant, though, with Zeke's skill set. And I think they're going to say we need at least some guy with some speed.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think that I think Hunter Lipke makes his team, but I do think it comes at a price at somebody else's spot. All right, Chief, say goodbye to Peyton Hendershot.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're saying goodbye to Peyton Hendershot unless he has a complete like revitalizing type of camp. But he's dropped too many balls and he's been banged up as well. Scooney and Fergie are there, and then they liked a couple of the guys from last year that are coming off the injury.
Sure.
And then who did they? Was it an undrafted tight end who's a super
Brevin
beast blocker?
Spanford, yeah.
Yeah, Spanford. So I think absolutely the writing's on the wall. Goodbye, Hendershot, and your Hoochie Daddy practice shorts.
Man, Dawson. I think he's got something. You know, I think he's a playmaker. I think he plays with intensity, not quite as much physicality as a Jake Ferguson, but I think he's just a baller, you know, and you want guys that can make plays. He's a guy that can do that. And if he can limit the drops in camp, then I like his chances.
Ooh. He's gone. Adios, amigo. John Stevens is going to take his spot. He would have done it last year had he not gotten hurt. So, yeah, so he might be like tight end 5 or 6 on the roster for me.
Let me say this, though. I'm getting to the point where I can't fight for Luke Schoonmaker anymore. I'm getting to the point where if Luke Schoonmaker is standing next to me while I'm doing 2 live mics, I'm not fighting for you anymore. You know,
they IR him?
Yeah, probably so, or practice squad or whatever they have to do, try and get him through. But
I couldn't see them moving on from a second in year 2.
You know what?
They won't.
I know we'll argue about this. We'll argue about this, and they need to find a way to, if a guy can't play, a guy can't play.
I hear that.
And you move on. You know?
And I agree with that. They just have not had a track record of doing so. Look at Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah. Well, if Luke Schoonmaker is on here and he hasn't done what he needs to do, then shame on them for that. But Dawson, I like what you did there with Peyton Hendershot, because I do think there's a lot of people out there that think he's hit the road, Jack.
Well, we thought we had the Fergushot situation cooked up, and it was like, wow, we kind of have these 2 young tight ends that can do some versatile things catching the football here, but he's just faded. So if he can rekindle some of the stuff from like 2 years ago, then I like what he brought to the table at times, but everything has just been downhill for him since then.
Yeah. Dawson.
Sir.
This Eric Kendricks signing is going to be a huge get for the Cowboys. That linebacker room proved a little bit there.
I'll say yes in Mike Zimmer's scheme. You know, I think understanding what he's asking you to do, I think he can be a great leader. I think he's going to help diagnose, be right place, right time. And that's desperately needed in this linebacker room. I hope by the end of the year, some of these young guys have come around, because there's no doubt Kendricks just isn't the same athlete as he was. So, you know, I'll say overall, yes.
How about you there, Wooly?
I think I'd probably agree. I'd probably say overall, yes. I'm with Gavin on that one.
I mean, huge feels like a bit of an overstatement. I mean, you know, but solid.
Okay,
important.
I'm talking about like what Cooks.
Yes, like
and
the
Gilmore
linebacker
and those guys
was,
did.
The linebacker room was such a bad need. You were playing safeties at linebacker. I think he's a veteran that knows the defense. He's going to have the green dot. Like, he is going to make an impact for you. He's an upgrade over what you had last year.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where I'm at. Huge is probably an overstatement, but I think all the intangibles, knowing Zimmer's defense, how many young linebackers you have in this room that need a little bit of guidance here, but I think it's probably a little bit more intangible than tangible.
See, I kind of feel like that he is going to be a huge sign. I think it's going to be – I know they traded for Cooks, and I know they traded for
– Gilmore.
Gilmore. I think when they look back on this one, this is going to be one of those ones where you're going to take the pro department out for a steak dinner on this one.
I hope so.
I think he is going to make a big, big difference in how they're playing. You know, his ability to tackle, he'll help you in the running game. This linebacker crew might actually be pretty good at covering people.
That's big.
And we haven't seen that in a while. It always seems that something always happens where you've had linebackers that haven't had the ability to play any coverage. I think with Leofau, with Kendricks, hell, I mean, even with stuff, I don't know if you really want to cover Overshown, but he does have that ability because of a former safety in the way he played or where he came from, that maybe this crew might be. I'm just grateful, and nothing against Marquise Bell and Wilson and those guys that had to play all those linebacker positions last year. I'm going into thinking this room really, really, really improved last year. And I think a lot of it has to do with Kendricks. You know, and I'm waiting to see about the Leofau pick, because I think it's going to be a good one. That one I could prove, because I wanted a running back at his spot. I wanted a running back bad, and they didn't get one. But I'm willing to see how this thing is going to play out.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant every afternoon, about 2:45 here on your home of the Cowboys. We'll be in Oxnard next Wednesday. Okay, Woolchuck, what are we doing next?
Which NFC team won't make it back to the playoffs? Unruly flight attendants and off-ball linebackers. That's next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.